there. This is Eric Louvier. Welcome to the show. Hey, listen, I want to cover something that comes up all the time. I get clients and people telling me, you know, hey, how do I handle these sales objections? So when we're generating leads and we're getting appointments and then we get on a sales call or a strategy call or a discovery call or a free coaching session, whatever you want to call it with somebody, and then a prospect, and then you spend all this time with the prospect and you're working with the prospect on the call, and at the very end of the call, you feel so great about the prospect. Everything seems to be matching up really well, good vibration, good chemistry. The person sounds like an ideal client. There's a lot of buy-in type signs you're seeing from the prospect. You feel really good about everything. And then the client or the prospect says, you know, I need to think about it. And that's always tough. I mean, you invested all this time, you invested all this energy, and then all of a sudden at the end of the call, they're not going to be a sell. They're going to think about it and you feel bad. But what do, right? They'll say things like, I just need to think about it. If you say, you need to think about it, what is there to think about? You know, I'm here on the call now. Let me help you answer any of these questions that you have now while you're on the call. And they're like, well, just send me some information, or I'm not someone to make a decision, you know, a snap judgment decision, and, you know, all these types of things. And most of the time, that's not true. You know, there's a saying, buyers are liars. But a lot of times it's not true. We've all done it. We're trying to get off the call. Maybe the price is too high, or maybe we just are not sold yet, or, you know, things like that. We don't see the value, or we don't know if this is the right fit. I still have some questions, you know, so you're trying to get off the call if you're the prospect. But if you're the seller, if you're the one that's having to handle this objection, then that could be a problem. It could be a challenge. They say, I need to think about it. How do you handle that? Okay, well, when would we like to talk again? Could you have time tomorrow? How much time do you need to think about it? Could you let me know tonight? Just text me, or hey, let's reschedule this. How about, you know, Thursday at 2 p.m. Central? Can we talk at that time? And I'll follow up with you then. That should be plenty of time to think about it. And they're like, oh, okay, yeah, let's do that. And they know in their mind they're going to cancel that call, right? So this is a runaround. They're not buying, and it's kind of wishful thinking a lot of times for us to believe that that person is going to, you know, buy, even though they're saying, yeah, this sounds great. This is really good. You know, let me think about it, but let me make a couple phone calls and then move some money around. But it should be great. We should be able to do this. And yeah, let's talk on Thursday at 2 o'clock. And then they're not going to buy. And, you know, do some people buy after thinking about it? Of course. You know, a small percentage, maybe 10% will buy, or 15% or 20% will buy. But the majority of them are not going to buy. They're using this as an excuse to get off the call and not buy from you. So how do you handle this objection? So the way I look at this is, if a client comes to me, one of my clients, and they're like, how do I handle this objection? I want to start from the beginning. How do we get this person on the call in the first place? What kind of hoops do they have to jump through to get on the call with you? What pre-qualifying mechanisms did you have in place before they got on the call with you? Because I want my reputation to precede me before I get on a call with somebody. I don't want to get on a call with someone and they say, Eric Louvier, who's that? Who's this? Why are you calling me? What? I don't remember. I don't recall. Please refresh my memory on what this call is about. I mean, I don't want that to ever happen. I want it to be the exact opposite. So when I have appointments with people, and I get on the call and I call them, ring, ring. They answer the phone. Hey, Eric, I'm looking forward to talking to you. I'm so excited about this phone call. Like, that's what I want to happen. And if you do the preliminary stuff correctly, that's exactly what's going to happen. So if your mechanisms that you set up, your calendar system when they book the call, the follow-up that the calendar system, the text messages, the emails that they get, all of that is going to pre-frame, keyword, write that one down. Remember that one. Pre-frame, frame the prospect way before they ever get on the call.
Hey, this is Eric Louvier. Listen, I want to invite you to join us in my private community. This is a free private community where I share how to make money online, how to get traffic and leads, how to write copy, how to convert these traffic and leads into high paying customers, how to make money with high ticket offers, how to make money as a coach or influencer, and on and on. This is where I teach all my stuff, and it's completely free. Just go to disclosuregroup.com disclosuregroup.com. Again, that's disclosuregroup.com, and join for free. Join us, participate, ask questions. I interact with people there. It's phenomenal. Go to disclosuregroup.com and I'll see you inside the group.
Now, another thing we like to do is have them fill out a form before they get on the call. That form asks them questions. And those questions can be questions like, you know, is this a now thing or a later on down the road thing? You know, figuring out what the urgency is, figuring out if they have the money to invest in you, they can afford your prices, you know, just figuring out if they're a good match. And then before you ever get on the call, like we get lots of calls and appointments that we cancel because they're just not a good match. And we can see that on the form. So why waste their time or ours? Just cancel the call. It's not a good match. We cancel like 80% of the people that book calls with us. So you want to make sure that, you know, you're in a situation of empowerment where you can be picky like that. And you want to make sure that your preliminary, pre-qualification, pre-framing is doing a really good job of framing these people, pre-selling them, warming them up before they ever get on the phone call with you. Then when they get on the phone call with you at the very beginning of the phone call, it's really good to ask them some pre-qualifying questions at the very beginning. So at the very beginning, you may say, you know, hey, Ricky, how's it going? This is Eric Louvier. So nice to talk to you today. Is this a good time for you? Is it still a good time? They're like, oh, yeah, I've been looking forward to this call all day. Let's go. Great. Well, before we get started, if it's okay, I'd like to ask you a quick couple questions just to make sure that this goes okay. Is that okay? And then they're like, yeah, that's okay. Then you say, okay, here's my question for you. One is at the end of this phone call, the end of this time that I invest with you, there's only a few things that can happen. One is you could say, yes, let's do business together. That would be fantastic. I would love to do business with you. Let's get rocking and rolling. Two, you could say, no, this isn't a good fit. This isn't for me right now. I'm going to have to pass. That's absolutely fine if you have to pass. It's absolutely fine if you tell me no. That's A-okay, just like it's okay for me to tell you no, too, if it's not a match. But let's make an agreement that the one thing we won't do is for you to give me a maybe. So if you were to tell me I need to think about it, for example, that's just a polite way of telling me no. So let's just, you know, say what it is, and it's a no. So instead of telling me you need to think about it or you need to talk to a partner or something like that, let's just agree to be adults here. It's either a yes or it's a no. It's either a heck yes or it's a heck no, okay? Can we make that agreement today? And then they say yes. Or you can say, can we make that agreement so I can fully invest in this phone call with you and help you? And they say yes. Then now you preset that to at the end of the call, they can't use that excuse. They're either going to say yes or no. See, the way I look at it, and if you frame your mind this way, it changes the ball game for you. Like, this is a game changer for you if you do a lot of appointments and sales calls. It's a game changer. What you want to do is put it in your mind, get it through your thick skull, that you are not going to accept maybes on phone calls, sales situations. It is either a yes or it is a no, but don't accept maybes. If you pound that into your mind, your whole life will change. You will convert at least double, triple, maybe even quadruple the amount of people that you normally would have before. It's counterintuitive. It's the opposite of what you think. So, for example, let's say I'm on a call with Ricky Bobby. We get to the end of the call, and Ricky's like, hey, man, I need to talk to my wife before I do this. It's a lot of money for me to commit. I can't make that decision without her. I understand that, Ricky. We covered that at the beginning of the call. We made the agreement that there wouldn't be any maybes. It would be either a yes or a no. I don't accept maybes. You got me on the phone right now. I'm the owner of the company. Been doing this a really long time. We covered everything. It sounds like this is exactly what you need. You've got the problem of blank, whatever that problem is that, you know, Ricky has. You got a problem that you can't get enough leads to your business. And I explained to you that we could solve that problem. So if you're giving me the maybe, it's basically telling me no, and I can accept that. But you're going to continue to keep having that problem. So I don't understand. Let's go ahead and move forward and do business today. What do you say? And then you just keep doing that. And what happens is Ricky is going to either tell you, yes, I do in fact need to talk to my wife and stick to his guns. Or he's going to say, well, let me ask you about this. That's telling you that the whole needing to talk to the wife was a smokescreen. It wasn't real. Buyers are liars. He's just telling you that because he's not fully sold yet. So instead, what you would do is you would answer that question. You would get rid of the smokescreen, right? So you would say, other than that, you know, I know you need to talk to your wife. Okay, great. But other than that, you know, what can we do to move forward? And let's assume she's going to say yes. So is there any other questions or any other barriers? What's preventing you from moving forward with us today and getting this problem solved and getting leads? And then the person says, well, actually, the price is quite high. I mean, I was expecting to pay at least half of that. And then now you can address that objection of the price and justify the price and justify the value and explain to Ricky why, you know, that price is really a great deal. Okay, you get what you pay for. You don't want to pay less than this. You're going to get the shaft. This is a really fair price. It allows me to pay my guys a premium to do a premium job for you. Unless you're looking for a subpar job, there's a lot of people out there that'll take your money for less, but they're not going to provide any results. So, you know, anyway, you can address the problem at that time. All in all, to kind of put a bow on this, you want to pre-frame the prospect before they ever get to those objections and disqualify those objections. Like, they can't go there, you know what I mean, on the call, because you've already gotten their agreement at the beginning. You've already addressed that. So for them to go against their own guns, against their own grain there, is usually not going to be the case. They'll either tell you yes or no. Another thing is you don't want maybes. Like if they're like, let me talk it over with my wife and, you know, I'll get back to you on Monday at 2 p.m. Give me the weekend to think about it or whatever. Then that feels like crap. Like if you put yourself in that situation, like you're like, you know, Ricky Bobby said he's going to pay on Monday, honey. I mean, he's just got to talk to his wife, but I'm pretty sure he feels good. He's going to come on board and become a client. So, you know, that's going to be an extra $2,500 or whatever you're charged Ricky. It feels crappy. And then Ricky, you know, has a call with you at 2 o'clock and then he sends you a text at, you know, 11 a.m. canceling the call. Yeah, that's not a good match. I'm going to have to pass. So they just, you know, they give you the runaround. Like it's better to get a no than it is to get a maybe. So go ahead and stay on the call and try to get a no. Force that person to tell you no. Then you hang up and you have closure. You don't have that open loop running in your mind wondering if the person's going to buy or not. So a lot of times the people that are maybes give you a runaround. It feels like crap and it makes you not even want to do this. But if you just eliminate that from your business, it changes the game. So you get on a call with someone and it's either a yes or it's a no. There's no maybes. I don't accept maybes. It's either a yes or a no. If they tell you no, good. You move on to the next prospect. And even the fact that you're sticking to your guns there and you're saying to, you know, Mr. Prospect, hey, Ricky, listen, I don't take maybes. It's either a yes or no. I've been doing this a long time. I don't allow maybes. If it's going to be a maybe, then it's going to be a no. Maybe you're just telling me politely no by saying maybe. You don't want to let me down. I only do yeses or nos. It's either a heck yes or it's a heck no. I want clients who are doing backflips to get on board with us and then go in and try to overcome that objection. What that does is it tells Ricky, it makes Ricky want it more. You understand? It's counterintuitive. Ricky's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. This person's not letting me get off the hook here. They're forcing me to say yes or no. In fact, they're basically kicking me to the curb here. If I don't say yes, they're kind of making me feel like there's a saying by Charlie Chaplin, which is, it's like, let me look it up here while I'm in front of my computer to get it right. But it's basically, I don't want to be a member of anyone who will have me. Something like that. Charlie Chaplin quote on member. Let's see what it is here. I will not join any club who will take me as a member. That's a Charlie Chaplin quote, which is brilliant. It's so brilliant that you should dig into that deeper. But he's saying, I will not join any club who will take me as a member. So think about that. That's how your prospects would feel. They would be like, wait a minute. I'm not being accepted here. I can't give this person a runaround. This person is basically going to kick me to the curb. Like, if you have an abundance of leads coming in and you have an abundance of appointments, then I'm just loaded with leads and appointments. I can get appointments at any moment, right? So if I get all these appointments and I get on a call with someone and they're giving me a maybe, and I know that the next call with Joey is a slam dunk yes, most likely, then I'm not going to allow this person to give me the runaround. I'm going to be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, here's another thing for you to understand. Remember what I'm about to tell you. Okay, listen. If they are hard to bring on, they are hard to please. If the prospect is hard to get a yes out of, they are hard to please as a client. So those clients or those prospects that are easy lay down yes are easy to satisfy and make happy once they're a paying client of yours. So for my agency, for example, when we bring on a client or we have a prospect that's looking for us to provide them with leads, if that prospect is really difficult to bring on board as a client, but we just bite the bullet and work hard to get that client anyway, and then finally the client pays after much struggle, back and forth bickering, finally the person is like, okay, screw it, I'm gonna go ahead and do this, let's do it, here's the money, this better work, I'm trusting you. It was just a pain in the ass to get them to become a client in the first place. They're gonna be a pain in the ass to service. They're gonna be a pain in the ass to deliver. It doesn't matter how great you do for them, they're still gonna be a pain, right? Like, because they were hard to bring on board. It's not like they're really hard to bring on board and all of a sudden, now that they're on board, they're gonna be sloppy sweet. No, it's hard to bring on, hard to please. So there's a whole lot that goes into this. If you have a prospect who is giving you objections after you just spent 45 minutes with this person on a call, then maybe it's not a good fit after all, and you might as well get the no now or force them to say yes or call them out on the call. You know, can you just send me some information to look over? That is a complete cop-out objection. What are you talking about? We're on the phone right now. Whatever. I'm the best information you're going to get, right? I'm the owner of the company. You got me on the phone now. No report or brochure or information is going to outdo actually talking to me. So what questions do you have? And not to mention, I need to be focused on their needs anyway. Like, a brochure is not going to get you leads. I could send you a little ebook. That's not going to get you leads. I could send you more information. That's not going to get you leads. What's going to get you leads is me and you discussing right now what your plan of attack is going to be, how you're going to get out there and get in front of people, and how we're going to steward them into become appointments and closes for you. You need leads, right? You put on the form, you're only getting 2 leads a week. That's not going to change your life. What if you're getting 20 leads a day? What if you're getting 200 leads a day? That's going to transform your life, your business, your income, and everything. Pretty soon, you're going to be buying a different car, living in a better neighborhood. Your kids are going to be going to a better school, right? Just because you're getting a lot more leads. So let's focus on that. Like, you focus on what the client needs, not you, not giving your resume, okay? Don't express, assess. Don't express you. Don't sell you. Assess their situation and get them to audition for you. They should be doing a song and dance for you, performing for you, as opposed to you performing for them. And the way you do that is with questions. So when I get someone on a call right away, you know, I pre-qualify them. Boom, boom, boom. I have a series of a few questions I ask them. I'm like, great. Congratulations. You're approved. We can move forward. I can work with you. Sound like you'd be a good client for us. I mean, I hit it right out of the gates. I'm very direct. And then let me ask you some more questions. You're only getting 2 leads a week, you said here on the form. How'd you get those leads? Oh, friends and family? Are you doing any marketing online? No. Have you tried anything online? Have you tried Facebook ads? Have you tried LinkedIn? Have you tried this? No. Okay, well, you're not doing anything to generate leads. What about, you know, and I just keep asking questions. They're auditioning for me. It's like I'm interviewing them for a job. I flipped the whole table on them. I'm not the one who is auditioning for their money. They're auditioning for me to be a match, and I'm coaching them, even if it's an agency situation, I'm coaching them, or even if it's a coaching opportunity, I'm coaching them already. Hey, well, why did Facebook ads not work for you? You mean you only did boost a post? You didn't actually run campaigns? Have you ever studied running Facebook? Have you ever hired an agency to do Facebook ads for you? Well, everyone and their grandmother is on Facebook and Instagram, so that's where all the eyeballs are. So we want to be in front of them, right? So there's all this. You ask them questions. You dig into their pain. You dig into their desires. You know, Ricky Bobby's like, you know, Eric, I just need to bring my wife home from work. She's working 12 hours a day. She's a nurse over at the clinic. She's on her feet all day. She's getting older. She doesn't want to work like that anymore. She makes good money. It's time for me to, do my job and make enough money where she can quit that job, retire, and have more freedom, because she's worked too hard for too long, and I feel crummy about that. So I need to make money, more money online, so I can get her to quit her job and come home. And I'm like, okay, that's your desire. Have you ran ads? Do you have an offer? Is it a crystallized offer? Are your prices too low? How many appointments did you get? What do they get after they pay you? I mean, I'm going to ask all these questions, and I'm going to ask why. Well, why aren't you getting the traffic? Well, why aren't you getting the leads? Or why didn't Facebook ads work? Or why didn't LinkedIn work? So I'm digging in. Well, we got to get, Missy home from nursing and get her to be at home. She's working too hard. Her back hurts. So you need these leads, man. You need this really good offer. You see the difference? I'm talking about me. I'm not giving him my resume. I'm like, hey, I've done $30 million online. I know my stuff. I'm pretty good at business. You should listen to me. Look at all these testimonials. Like, they don't care about you. They care about themselves. They don't care about you. They care about themselves. So talk about them. It's like going on a date with somebody and, hey, let's talk about me for a while. And then when we're done talking about me, let's talk about me some more. Like, that date's going to want to be like, check, please. Like, they're going to want to leave, right? Because you're just talking about yourself all the time. So you want to make sure you're talking about your prospect, you're listening, you're finding out what their pain points are, what their buttons are, what their desires are, and you're addressing those. And then at the end of the call, if they say, well, I need to think about it, they're actually choosing to keep the problem they have. Like, they're like, Ricky Bobby is like, Eric, this sounds great and all that, but I just can't afford it. I'm just gonna have to pass. Or let's say Ricky gives me an objection. Sounds really good, Eric. I think this is something we should do. Let me just talk with my wife about this. Can you give me till next Thursday or maybe next month to go ahead and make a decision? I'm like, no, I don't accept maybes. And also, you're just choosing to let your wife continue to work 12 hours a day on her feet. Do you want her to continue to have that problem? And you have the problem of feeling crappy about her working like that? Like, what you're accepting your problem. Do you want to fix the problem or not? Really is what it comes down to, right? So they're choosing to keep their problem. You get me? By not hiring you if you did your job right on the call, or not paying you for your program or your offer or whatever it is you sell. They're choosing to keep their problem. They're choosing for their wife to continue to work, or whatever desire it is. I really need to move my family out of this neighborhood. The schools are bad. There's a lot of crime here. We need to move across town over to this really nice neighborhood we have our eye on. In order to qualify, I need to generate more revenue. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's a desire. I'm going to talk about that on the call. Well, hey, look, man, Ricky, you want to move out of that, trailer, move into a house across town. Get away from the crackheads. Let's go over there and let's make some, get some leads and some money coming in. That, I mean, you want a better neighborhood? I mean, I just tell it like it is, Like, you want a better neighborhood? Well, then, if you want more, you've got to become more. So if you want to generate more revenue, you're going to need to do these things that I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. I'm 100% certain I can help you move out of the trailer and into a house across town.
Hey, this is Eric Louvier. Listen, I want to invite you to join us in my private community. This is a free private community where I share how to make money online, how to get traffic and leads, how to write copy, how to convert these traffic and leads into high-paying customers, how to make money with high-ticket offers, how to make money as a coach or influencer, and on and on. This is where I teach all my stuff, and it's completely free. Just go to disclosuregroup.com. Again, that's disclosuregroup.com, and join for free. Join us, participate, ask questions. I interact with people there. It's phenomenal. Go to disclosuregroup.com, and I'll see you inside the group.
Follow my instructions. It works 100% of the time. You see, They also buy certainty. They buy your confidence. So if you're kind of, oh, well, maybe I could possibly help you possibly solve that problem you have with your ADD child. No, I'm 100% certain I can help little Chucky with his ADD problem and the whole family household. This is what I was created to do. I am world class at this. I am masterful at helping families that have ADD kids and ADD families, ADHD families. I'm 100% certain I can help you. Let's do this, right? That's what they buy, confidence and certainty. So there you go. We nailed it. We nailed it. This is Eric Louvier. Thank you so much for listening today. And I look forward to delivering more magic to you on the next call. Thanks a lot. See ya. He gone.